All right, take two. I fucked up the first one. I'm going to try to be natural again.
Really?
Look at all coming together here. BSE, Tinder King.
What? Tinder King? Is that what you're known as, Gucci? Yeah.
All because of this show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sam, yeah. I mean, Gucci's been on the show for a while, right? He's like, wow. He's one of the kind of the
many years.
Many, many years ago type of dudes, yeah, that's been on the podcast. And this is way before marriage, way before kids. And mm-hmm. he had some, and this is Tinder. Like, he's like original Tinder guy in the country. And just the stories, man. We just, oh, we all live vicariously through. He's no longer that man. I mean, no. He's a good guy.
Obviously.
Great parent, Christian guy, everything. But, woo, man, the stories. The past. You know, it's funny.
Wow.
It's funny. So, not that I keep bringing this up, but it's just because I wanted to get everybody's perspective on something that I don't know if it's that big of a deal. Maybe it's just bothering. Maybe I'm just making something out of nothing. But I didn't ask you guys. I might as well ask you. And I asked Alex the other day and all that. So, and Gucci, the reason why specifically you, because you've lived a playboyish life and then you're not that anymore. And I don't know if that all goes away or whatever. Here's what I want to say. So back in the day when you were on the TV 5 days, you were on all the time, right? Mm-hmm. We had a guest named Tina Wells. Okay. Now, Tina, episode 32 of this season, when she was on the show 5 years ago, I kind of got her into saying that she possibly hooked up with Kobe Bryant. Okay. When Kobe was in the country. And it was a story. It was her, Michelle Madrigal. Like, there was something there. So she comes back on the podcast last week, episode 32, if you guys haven't heard it. And we just full on talked about it. And, you know, she was pretty open now about, you know, saying she slept with him and how did it happen. And they got into the hotel room and even from like everything all the way to the orgasm and all that stuff. And I thought, man, this is probably bad, no? Talking about a dead guy like this, especially kind of legendary dead guy. But then it's all biographical, so like it's just part of life. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask you guys because you're decent people. Is it bad to talk about a dead dude, especially a kind of high profile dead dude like that, in the way we talked about it?
Waiting for Sam to answer.
Because I'm feeling these days it's okay. Maybe back in the past where kissing and telling was kind of frowned upon and there's a kiss and tell feel to it. And of course, when you get these girls and they're like, oh, I didn't even know who he was. You know, there was a lot of that and people probably get irritated at that. But in the end, is it bad? Talk about a dead dude.
I don't know. I mean, whenever I talk about Kay, for instance, in interviews or something like
that.
Yeah,
and I always grill you about Kay. Yeah.
People always comment in the comment box about like, why are you bringing that up? You guys are also happy now. Like, why are you bringing up old news?
But your life.
But it was a part of my life. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe because it's the American in me that I feel like it's fine to, you know, to talk about things. But my wife probably wouldn't. You know, she'd probably be like, yeah, why are you talking about that? That's so bad. So, yeah.
I don't know. Sam. But by the way, Kay is alive and well. She just messaged me. She just messaged me
saying,
last week.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
I know, I'm just saying. People might think Kayba died. No, she's alive and well. She is fine. Just heard from her last week. Sam, is it wrong? Talk about the past.
I think it's not that part that makes me feel bad about it. You know, not that he has passed away, but it's that he has left behind a family.
Well, he had a family when he was banging these girls across the
world. Yeah, I know.
Same exact family, to be honest.
Like, I just feel bad that, you know, they're grieving the loss of a husband, a father. Yeah. And then, you know, you hear this after the death. Like, that's the part that bothers me. I mean, not so much that, you know, this is being talked about because he died.
There is a threat she's going to unfollow me, the family, because of everything we've talked. I'm kidding. I have a feeling she's gonna unsubscribe to the show.
But I kind of agree with you, Sam. I mean, remember it was just in the news. Kim Kardashian's sex tape just came out, or not? It didn't just come out, but the kids came across it, and then now she's like,
oh,
devastated.
And she was crying about it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I know that's like, you know, that's bound to happen one of these days. But the fact that, you know, it comes up, those are things you don't really want to talk about or show your kids. It's like,
Your kids will know your Tinder king at some point, Gucci. They know it will have, like, that is my father. And you don't have sons, okay? So it's not going to be like, it's not like your sons are going to be walking around high-fiving his friends going, you know, my dad's Tinder king. You have daughters.
Yeah, that's true. Well, my wife, me and my wife had a conversation last week about the type of movies that, you know, and type of projects I should do. Because yeah. I do stuff on Viva Max, which is like, you know,
very sexy.
They have a lot of sexy stuff. And the one of my last shows there, I had, like, had butt exposure. I was in a rape scene and all that.
And what? My wife is,
And my wife was like, you gotta remember that you have daughters and they're gonna, you know, eventually see this one day. So you gotta, I don't know about you. I'll support you, but you know, think about that as you take your projects.
I do the same thing about the show too. This show, right? I mean, the kids are gonna hear about this at some point, and it's, they're gonna be hearing me laugh at Gucci's asshole being seen on Viva Max, and we're just kind of here laughing it off. And then but our expectations for them are going to be so high about how they behave and how they carry themselves. And they're going to be like, what is this hypocrisy bullshit? You know, I put on any random episode of GTWM and it's exactly how you don't want me to behave. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to be like, here's $5. Shut up. Here's $5. Get out of my face. These are, I think, things we're going to cross when we get there, but some people prepare for it in advance. They're like, okay, I'm going to stop showing maybe my butt. I'm going to stop doing, you know, scenes that really put me in a bad light as in your case, a rapist. Or again, I'm going to raise them to understand that this is my work and it is not real. And maybe they have an artistic kind of flair about them and it'll be easier for them to understand, or maybe they don't and the world is kind of black and white and they look at you, they go, my father's puet is all over my face.
No, you know what, I'm like obsessed with this one Korean show that I just stumbled upon, and it's all about this it's basically like a show with a psychologist who coaches parents, right, with really problematic kids. And always they come to a conclusion where they just don't have proper conversations with the kids. And so there's, you know, a world of misunderstanding. But when you properly explain things to them, kids are actually super smart. And, you know, they understand these things. And I totally think that's something
it's
you
possible.
Could do.
Just, okay. So let's see this, Sam. Sam, your father, very quiet man. A typical conversation with your father, does it sound like this? You go, oppa, or whatever you say in Korean.
Appa.
Okay. Appa, appa. You say, have you eaten? And his answer is this. That's it.
He's a grunter. Yes.
That's
he's a grunter. We're in the neighborhood.
Right. It sounds just like that, right? Appa, kumain ka na ba? And then you're like, God, he never says anything. And then all of a sudden you find a clip and he's a game show host. And you're like, what the fuck just happened? He's in the Gangnam Style, old that Gangnam Style video, dancing. Like, who is this man? Like, wouldn't you be freaked out?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you guys should have a conversation about it and properly explain these things. Like what we were
saying
earlier. Does this work?
That's how I talk to my kids.
Well, you're not my dad, so, you know, hopefully you'll do better.
All right. Anyway, welcome to the show. You are listening to Good Times About the Podcast, year 11. This is episode number 37. Of course, it is a BSE, but Gucci here is... Oh, Gucci, you're on mute. Sorry, let me unmute you. I think if at any point you mute, you will not be able to unmute yourself. So that's going to be me who has to do it. So, I don't know, just raise your hand or something like that. And Gucci, if you don't mind, can you put your microphone a little? I think it's kind of one of these directional ones. So if you just put it closer, more forward facing to you, I think you'll be a little bit clearer.
I'm at the dining table. So,
oh, there you go. No, it's usually more just kind of where it's pointed, I think, than anything. But
okay.
It's about quality. This? Yeah, perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Odd first call here. She is the last caller from last night's episode. Her name is Cha. She's 31 years old. She's in Adelaide, Australia. The reason why Cha is back is because she had a quick development. I mean, and maybe a little bit of a conversation that I'd like to throw out to you guys, because some of the stuff I said last night about it, I might have just been energetic and exaggerating. And I don't know if it's true or not, but Gucci's a perfect guy to ask this. And of course, Sam, you're just a little bit more even-minded than most people that we come across. So you might have a different thought. But Ooh, let me get. Well, it's not even that big of a deal, but she does have a development. So, Chat, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Chat.
Okay, real quick, let me give you background, Chat, because you tend to ramble a bit. So let me kind of give everybody the lowdown.
Yes, please.
So Chat originally messaged me and said, "How do I know a guy is flirting with me? Okay, how do I know a conversation is flirtatious?" This is something she messaged me last week. My answer is super easy. It's, was the conversation necessary? If a guy messages you and the conversation is not necessary, he's flirting with you. Period. Okay. And I think that's the part where I think, Sam, you're probably going to disagree with a line like that. It's a pretty bold statement, but I'll get into it a little bit more. So as the days kind of went on while she waited to get on the show, the guy started messaging her things that were a bit more obvious flirtation, like, hey, I know you miss me, you know, stuff like it, which is clearly flirtatious. So she does her due diligence and she finds out on Instagram that the guy is probably married, but she doesn't know, well, what if he's separated or divorced? She saw a engagement photo on his social media, but it was from 2017. She saw a honeymoon post, but it was from 2019. Well, we're 3 years out from that. And she has not asked him the question, are you married? So last night we yelled at her because, again, she's kind of makulit. But sorry, Cha, you know what I mean, right? I mean, you hang out with kids. Yeah. You're a teacher. Yes, you're a fourth grade teacher. The fucking, you know, you, sometimes I think it rubs off from the kids onto you. Yesterday she called the show. The kids are still in the classroom, by the way. When she was like, okay, Tyler, everybody be quiet. All right, now you get out. It's like, you're at work. She's like in the middle of it. How do I know this guy's not married? So,
hilarious.
It was hilarious. There is a development, Cha. So that's basically where we're at. What's going on? When I say last night, we're talking about 12 hours ago. There's been a development in the past 12 hours. This is not yesterday, right?
12? No, same day.
Same. I know. You're in Australia. Yeah. I'm in America. They're in the Philippines.
Yeah, sorry.
When I say yesterday, it's yesterday para sa akin. This morning para sa kanila. This afternoon para sa iyo.
Like, okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yun nga. So yun. No. After. Diba nung magkausap tayo nun. Nag-message siya. Tapos in-ignore ko yun eh. Tapos kasi may pass like KM class na. And then nung yun nabasa ko. He wanted to have dinner.
Okay.
And then, naalala ko kasi yung sinabi niyo sa akin na kailangan itanong ko na mag-create ako ng Facebook account. Eh, yung ko talaga yung Facebook. So, anyway. So, I said yes. Actually, minessage ko muna yata si Chopper nun.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget kung which one came first. But yeah. But yeah.
You're rambling.
Tinanong ko lang kay Chopper, anong gagawin ko? Mag-yes pa ako ganun. Kasi diba, she was also in the call. Tapos yun, syempre, alam ko naman na gabi na yun. Or like,
Cha, actually, you're rambling.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Ayun na. Yun, I said yes. And then, nung nag-meet na kami. Wala pang first 5 minutes sa restaurant, sinabi niya agad na he was married. Nagulat ako.
Wait. Every word means something in a line like that. Was married.
Okay. Yes, he was married.
World of difference.
Walang yung conversation, hindi siya, wala, like, kasi naglalakad lang kami nun pumunta sa restaurant. Kasi katabi, yeah. Bigla lang yung, nung paupo na ako, bigla sabi niya, oh, yeah, by the way, I was married.
Okay,
ganun lang.
So, no problem.
Parang sabi ko, what the, I mean, tapos syempre nag-pretend ako na hindi ko alam, na parang clueless ako. So sabi ko, huh? Are you kidding me? Parang, as in, akala ko lang.
I know. Chat, but chat, was is a different, word than is to many people.
Yeah,
I know.
So, he was married. Sabi niya, I was married.
What's this? What the fuck?
Oh, by the way, I was married.
Okay, so what's the WTF attitude?
I mean, hindi kasi nag-pretend ako na hindi ko alam, na wala akong alam kung married siya, or like, hindi ko nga, sa totoo naman, diba, hindi ko naman talaga alam kung may girlfriend siya or what.
Okay, so what's the question?
To begin with.
What's the question?
So yun, yung question ko, yung related dun sa mention ni Alex. Kasi diba yung pahabol ni Alex before mag-end yung call, sabi niya na merong mga lalaki na aamin sa'yo na married sila, tapos parang they will test you if kung okay sa'yo na parang
maging... So you're saying is if a guy says he was married, how do you confirm?
No, not that. Like, what do I do?
It's about confirmation. Like, right now, it's about confirming whether he really is married or not. Or no, whether no, no, no. what he's saying I, no, is
it's
was.
It's not about confirmation. He was married. He is still actually married by law. Sinabi niya. And explain naman niya. Parang 1 year yata yung bago mag-finalize yung divorce. Parang ganun. Hindi ko na-gets eh. Kasi sinabi niya noong August so sila naghiwalay.
Okay, what Alex is saying, yeah. Let me kind of explain to Guji and Sam here what Alex was saying last night. Alex was saying married men, when they're going to cheat on their wives, they're going to throw out the line to a lot of people, hey, I married. And then, but see, you throw this out to 100 girls and you hope 5 will come back and say, oh, that's okay. You know you're going to lose the numbers game, right? You know you're going to tell a bunch of women you're married. Most of them are going to be running for the mountains away from you. But there's going to be a small group that will be okay with it. It's in that small group. That's when you start your game. That's what he's saying. And do you think that's true? Because I think that's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I'm not a dude.
No, I think that I even think that that small number is actually bigger than people realize.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, seriously. I mean, yeah, it is a numbers game, and I've done this before. You know, I've tested my luck where I was with somebody, but then I would try to talk to a girl and they would see all over my Instagram or my social media
that you're completely happily in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet you, okay, so there are a couple excuses that a married guy or a guy in a relationship would throw out in the cheating world, right? It's number one, I'm unhappy, but, you know, we just live together. There's the, oh, I'm staying for other reasons, like maybe kids. There's, well, she doesn't do things for me like she used to, but, you know, I have to be responsible, all that stuff. Our families has expectations for us. There's all these other kind of bullshit excuses.
Mm-hmm.
What did you use when you were clearly in a relationship? What was the bullshit that you used on the girl to make her go, okay, this is why I'm doing this, and make it okay?
Well, there's a lot. I use a lot. Everything you said, I've used. I've also said this person doesn't want to settle down. Uh-huh. This person doesn't want to have kids. So it makes me unhappy because I'm the type of guy that wants to have kids one day. I've used all of that, and they totally like fall for the, you know, you're such a good boy type of thing. You know, I want to make my mom happy.
Right.
That is like extra sinister. No?
It is because it you're was. The bad guy, and then you make it as if she's the bad person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, I love it.
No, but at the same time, I'm not saying it wasn't partly true, because some of that, you know, I mean, me as a guy who doesn't cheat anymore.
Yeah.
I was unhappy then. So I was looking for something that was going to fill voids in my current relationship because I wasn't getting it there.
Yeah.
So I just want to put that out there that, like, even I was talking to my wife about this, because my wife listens to this show a lot.
Sure.
I was telling my wife, I go, you know, guys that do cheat, and I'm not trying to condone it or anything.
But a
lot of guys who do cheat, they're really unhappy where they're at. It's just they're in a position that they just don't know, you know, they're being assholes about it, but at the same time, they are not maybe strong enough to let go, or they just don't know how mentally. And
I wonder if that's a true statement. I wonder how many guys.
Some guys.
Yeah, I maybe some. I'm not going to say all.
Yeah, but there's a lot. But in the sum, Sam, how much you think is the sum of guys who are unhappy or just fucking dogs?
I would say that's a very minimal percentage.
You're unhappy.
Out of 100%, maybe like a whisper of the 100%.
I would say a little bit more than a whisper. I think Gucci's on to something. I think Gucci's on to something. I don't even know what a whisper means, but I like the sound of it. I don't know, Gucci. I guess you're right, because if we were super into a girl, we would be very loyal. Super, right?
Yeah, we had this conversation before, Mo.
Yeah, yeah.
We were
saying guys go out and get what they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys go out and get what they want, and if they want, they don't want to share it, and they want to keep it close, you know, and all that stuff. But our level of concentration towards how much we like it fades quickly, I guess is what it is. Maybe that's why you can sell a guy a new model of a car so easily, and make them believe they need it because they're like that. Maybe that's how these car companies kind of get us, right? They'd be like, oh, you're so happy with your car, but there's a new model and it has this. And us guys, we have to then explain to our wives, we do that. Perhaps they tap into that and they exploit that. I don't know. Whatever. But where were we? Okay, let's go back to Cha real quick so we can get hang up on her.
Oh, that's right, Cha. Yeah. This is about you. Hi.
So Cha, listen, you know, if the development is not that big of a development. I thought he was married. Where you are right now, where he says he was married, you know, the things that you're worried about regarding bullshit lines and all of that, you still have to continue your detective work. You still have to confirm that he is, in fact, an ex-husband somehow. Now, I know by law he's not. And you know, that could be a problem for you, or maybe that's not a problem. I don't know. That's up to you and your morality. But you have to confirm that the wife and him are really not well. And that means when he says, I was married, I go, really, what's her name? Because I would like to see. And then when he's standing right next to you, I would go on her fucking Facebook. Yes, you have to make one. Go to her Facebook and check if they're posting still photos of them in Bali, you know, 2 weeks ago, then you have your answer.
Okay.
You have to do the detective work. And I don't care if you don't want Facebook. I don't care if you don't like Facebook. I don't care if you don't post shit on Facebook. You have to have one. It's a tool for you to stalk people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get her name. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, John. Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Have a good day. Go
to sleep. Good luck.
Yeah, get school tomorrow.
Good luck.
Thank you.
It's like 1 a.m.
No, you have a really good point, Mo. I mean, you know, I used to hate the fact that girls would be so like, you know, so I mean, my wife stalks everybody social media, and I used to think like that was such a bad trait. But I think in this day and age, you have to do your work. You have to be responsible. Like people can't be hiding stuff, and you know, everything's out in the open. Girls on both ends. I mean, in a relationship, two people both have to kind of do their homework if they really want to get to know somebody.
Sam's smart. Sam's minimizing her social media footprint.
No, you know what? It's so funny that we're talking about Facebook right now, because literally today I was on, like, do you know it's impossible to wipe out your Facebook even if you don't want to be on there?
I wouldn't say it's impossible.
I
wouldn't say it's impossible.
I don't know how to do this. I don't know. I deactivated it, but it still pops up. People you know, ask what if, me like, what hey, is this your profile?
Are there companies, if there are not any companies, maybe we should start one, Guji, because you're an entrepreneurial spirit guy. Is there a delete you from the internet company service that you pay me, whatever, $5K, I don't know, whatever, and I will delete you from the internet. I will, you know, do what I can to really get you off of it, if that's what you want.
I'm pretty sure the service exists, but apparently it's very expensive.
Is it very expensive? Damn, shit. I don't know, because there's no need. I mean, there's a lot I would like to delete from the fucking internet with my name attached to it.
Yeah.
Is there a service,
for sure,
though? Because if not, maybe you should start one.
No, I think there's a service, but I also think there's a lot of legalities behind it that's just really tough to get around.
Sure.
You know?
Gotcha.
So, yeah. But I mean, yeah, because just like Google itself, because I mean, I used to work for Google. Like you could... you could take things off of the search engines and things that, you know, stay on and stuff. So,
and you have to pay.
No, these are not paid services, but I mean, in the back end of things, they can do that. You know, they can take certain things off.
We need more
search
friends.
Engines.
We need more friends to work at Google. Hook us up here. But yeah, so anyway, here was the line I wanted us to talk about real quick. And then Guji, I forgot to ask how you are and how's life and all that, because I haven't seen you in so long. We'll get to that in a sec. But
sure,
my
sure,
bold
no problem.
Statement was this. How do you know when a guy is flirting with you? Okay. And my answer is simple. Was the conversation a necessary conversation? Because all things considered, we don't really get into unnecessary conversation with girls without any expectation of something in return. It could be minor, but there's no... like. The examples I used last night were, kumain ka na ba? Completely unnecessary line. We don't care about your fucking culinary needs or whatever the fuck it is. We don't care about your hunger. We don't. If we text you out of the blue, kumain ka na ba? We really don't care. We're flirting. It's a completely unnecessary line.
Right. And I mean, in the culture, in the Filipino culture, that's a line that you ask people that you care about, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But even good morning. Like if I texted you out of the blue.
Oh,
Sam,
of course.
If I texted you out of the blue, good morning. Nothing else. Just period. Good morning.
What's wrong with you today?
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
What is this?
Yeah. That's flirting, right? Good night. Even good afternoon. Hi. H-I.
Oh, yeah. Period. For that's sure. It. For
completely
sure.
Completely unnecessary. That's how you know a guy's flirting on you, flirting with you. Now, you can sit there and break it down and go, what the fuck? You mean the guy just said hello? That's flirting? Yeah. Yeah, we're guys.
I think, yeah. Yeah, when they pop up randomly like that and that's all they have to say, like, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's the randomness is where you're going to also
see
if it's
the randomness.
Yeah.
No, but Gucci. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, no, I was going to say, I'm just throwing this out because I'm sure this guy listens, but there's this married guy who messaged my wife the other day asking if they could talk.
So fresh.
Yeah. Luckily my wife didn't like reply or anything, but my wife was like, why the fuck is this guy messaging me? Like he knows that I'm happily married
exact message? Because we're getting into the semantics here, right? What was the exact message? I need to know the message. I need to know the emoji. I need to know the punctuation mark. I fucking everything when it comes to messages.
She's putting the baby to sleep right now, so I can't check. But from what I remember her saying, it was something along the lines of, you have time, can we talk?
That's it.
What's your number? First she replied, I think, because she thought maybe it was something important, because my wife, you know, has clients and stuff for her other job that she does. But it wasn't. And she was like, I think he just kept insisting of, you know, let's talk, give me your number. Let's have a conversation. And the thing is, it's like, he knows that she's happily married. If you go on his Facebook, he's happily married. You know, it's there's a line that this guy is crossing. I want to beat his ass, but I need to find out where he lives first.
And what is their relationship? They're just friends, like, or are they
co-workers?
Professionally involved or set up?
What I think, because for me as a guy, I trust my wife. I don't really try to push it or anything. I think she's friends with the wife and the family.
Mm.
So what if he just needed to talk?
I don't think so. I don't think that's the way it happened.
What if he's having problems with his wife and wants to talk to her since they're friends?
Then talk to Gucci. You don't talk to her. You got to course it through the right.
That's another thing too.
Yeah, you have to course it. Because if the person's in a relationship, you got to course it with their significant other. If that's kind of the common denominator. There's a process. Okay, there is a process. Mm. What's funny is, and this may be a learning moment for everybody out there, if you're a guy and you text somebody who's got a husband, wife, or vice versa, it doesn't matter, right? What the fucking breakdown is. But if you're like, can we talk? Please understand, there is somebody on that other end where fucking Gucci is right now going, I want to beat your ass. Just need to know where you live.
That's the takeaway.
The guy was like, man, that was a very innocent message. Well, there's already somebody out there hunting your ass down, okay? FYI.
Yeah. No, and he's not even that close to us. I don't think even she's that close to the girl either. If they were a part of our circle, it might make sense because he's planning a surprise or something for the wife who's really close to my wife, but they're not close at all. I've never met this person, so you know, I know they're not close. So this is kind of strange. She did mention it was an old. I know why they're friends. It's not because she's friends with the wife. I think it's an old high school friend who used to have a crush on my wife.
Duh. Well, now this is ass kicking worthy. Now, by all means, greenlit, my friend. Go. Yeah. Attack.
I want to.
We'll take a break when we come back. We'll have some calls lined up here. I think we're going to Korea tonight, by the way. So
yay! Annyeong!
And I think the next two calls have a little Korean angle to them, to be honest. But we'll talk to them when we come back from this break. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 11, episode number 37. I'm sorry, I think I said 6 earlier. Episode 37 with Sammo. Of course, Gucci Lorenzana is here. And more after this. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to GTWM. Of course, year 11, episode number 37. Sammo Gucci, the Tinder King, back on the show. Guji, you were saying off air that your wife listens to every episode of the podcast. Man, I did not know that. Yeah. I'm so kind of flattered, humbled, and all that. And I've never met her, right? Like, we haven't actually, she hasn't jumped on in the background to say hello or anything, has she?
No, no, but she sometimes peeks over and sees who I'm
talking to. And we should really all kind of totally say hi. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Cheska.
Hi, Cheska.
Hello, Cheska.
And we met on Tinder, Sam.
Yes.
That's how,
yeah, I figured. Yeah.
Not a shocker there.
Not at all.
And maybe that's why you do hear your name. So I'm assuming if your wife is listening to the show every day, you can hear my voice resonating through the house, right? And yes. And I wish I had a better voice now. But you will hear your name kind of be mentioned on the show every now and then because of the very ultra rare Tinder relationship that materialized into something way more than the average FUBU relationship that we get on Tinder. So yes, your name will always be associated with the show for a good thing.
Because I'm proud of it.
There's hope. You know, there's hope for
there time. Is hope.
Yeah. But Sam, before we get to, I guess, before we get to more of what you're doing, Guji, Sam's podcast is called The Narrow Door Podcast. It is available twice a week in all your favorite podcast platforms. Sam, of course, breaks down the Bible, religion.
It's what we're doing, faith. Yes. Particularly like the Book of Revelation, which I think is absolutely fascinating. Talking about the second coming, stuff like that.
And they do Korean filmography, which is amazing as well.
Yeah. Huh.
Nice.
We do? I didn't know that.
Huh. No, you don't.
We don't.
Guji, I heard. Now, this is super secret, so shut me up if you need me to shut me up and I can always edit stuff out because this isn't live. But you are doing a Korean project? Some kind?
I can mention that I'm doing two Korean projects.
Right two? Now. Oh, yeah. Wow.
One is related to K-drama. And then the other one is, I think a K-drama, if I could say that, but I can't really talk much about it.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool project.
Yeah. Man, that is fucking amazing. What a time, right? To be an Asian actor. This is like the golden age, I think.
No, it's so great. I mean, you know, you can be an actor living anywhere in the world and get decent projects. And it's really nice to know that the Philippines is so open to have international projects happen and being shot here. And, you know, because I even hear there's some Netflix TV shows that are being filmed right now in the Philippines that are pretty secret. Wow. So
it's perfect though. It's perfect because you're considering the language, right? When you go to Asia, what are the big challenges? Language barrier, right? It's always kind of the big problem. And then if you want to go to the countries that speak and you can communicate, I'm talking about production level wise, right? Just production level. If you can go to countries that communicate as easily as we do, it's expensive. Right, it's expensive to kind of do their shit. So the Philippines is a perfect place where people can get around, relatively safe. Communication is strong. Labor is inexpensive, and the actors are diverse looking because we can have your very Asian looking actor. You can have your very kind of Malay, you know, Polynesian looking actor. We're all going to be able to communicate. You don't need a translator, and the acting is generally pretty good. Right. I mean, I think we're okay in that range. So I could see the Philippines and Filipino actors and actresses having monster careers in the near future, and just the industry, at least the Asian side of the industry, to have Manila or the Philippines to be kind of like the way the Toronto is in Canada, the way Hollywood used to be for the Americas, where people would all go there to shoot the shit. So I could totally see that happening for Manila. I'm watching an Asian show right now called Tokyo Vice, and it stars Ken Watanabe, who looks just like you, Guji. Fucking every time I watch him, I think about you because he looks like you. Like, this is you when you're an old dude.
Is it Apple TV?
It's crazy how you guys look. HBO Max.
Is this the guy in Inception?
Yeah.
It's Ansel Elgort. How do you know how to pronounce his fucking name? He's in Baby Driver. He was Baby Driver. He was the driver in Baby Driver, right? He was in, I think it's called The Fault in Our Stars. He's a really popular actor. He's a tall, massive dude.
Yeah. He's the guy in Inception. Yeah.
Is he in Inception as well? Okay, so yeah.
Yes.
Well, I completely forgot. But he speaks Japanese in the entire show. It's a really good show. I like it a lot. And it's a Yakuza type of show, but he's a reporter. Fucking, I wouldn't say it's a great, great show, but it is the one we are going now, week to week, day to day. Like, Chopper and I are all over it. And it's a show that you know, we ate a Japanese restaurant last night because, you know, it's influencing us, right?
No wonder.
Mm. Good show. Okay. Good, check it out. If you've got the time, absolutely watch Tokyo Vice. Totally worth your time.
I'm gonna check it out.
What was my fucking point? Okay, so here's the thing. So there are moments, though, when I watch Asian shows, whether it be Warrior, which is my favorite Asian show probably all time, and Asian-ish movies, that the acting is so fucking bad. And...
Oh, no.
It is fucking bad. And I don't know if it's because the second language part, but there are scenes, even with actors you know who... kind of been there for a while. It's just fucking hideous acting. There are scenes in Tokyo Vice where I was watching, I'm like, oh my god, like, fucking dude, this is so bad. I don't know if it's racist for me to say, but sometimes we're not the best actors
because we're Asian.
I don't know if it's the Japanese, I don't know if it's the Chinese, I don't know if it's collective Asian, I don't know, but there's some fucking bad acting sometimes when it comes to in the Asian shows. Is it because they're running out of people? Which is odd because Asia's got so many fucking people. But, you know, if you're casting Asian movies and TV shows, you see the same faces. Because the I'm assuming the casting director is like, oh, well, let's go get that guy again because we know them and they're in the industry. And they don't get to branch out too much. Oddly enough, they don't get to branch out because they don't know the reputation of the person. They don't have to go through the whole process, see if they're good. We might as well just start fucking hiring the same people over and over again. But I don't know. I don't even know if I make sense, but I'm not sure if we're really good actors compared to the British, to the Australians, to the Americans, to the French, to the Danish, to the Koreans. I put you in your own little category.
Well, I think I have an opinion on that. I think well, like I'm working on another soap that's for a cable streaming app. And on this one, we have an Emmy Award winning director and we have the cinematographer from the Marvel films who's doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So amazing, amazing project. We got a lot of Filipinos actually in this cast, really, really well-known ones in this cast. And the Emmy Award winning director always reminds us, you know, he goes, I've never seen any Filipino soaps or any Filipino movies, but I hear some bad things about them.
we
all start to chuckle about it because we know, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of overacting sometimes that's done in some of our storylines and some
plus Uji, if I may, right? Sorry to cut you off. We cast on looks first.
A lot of times, yes.
Mm. Quite often.
Yeah.
Right? The majority of the time. It's looks first, and then we'll just kind of we'll wing the acting part. We'll see where we go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the reminder to us from the director is always to just be a person, be you. Like, you know, attack this scene as you would a normal person would. You don't have to over exaggerate anything. You don't have to come across like it really hurts you if it's a scene where there's some pain in it. Let it just be you. And I always have to remind myself that, especially when I work with international directors and international projects.
Because
That's actually true. Like, you know, you watch anything international, everything comes across so naturally. Maybe that's why.
I wonder if it's like cooking, Sam, since you're in you know your way around the kitchen. You kind of, if the people who are going to eat your food are from a certain area, you spice it up a little bit. If you do it, you kind of make it a little bit more authentic. You make it a little bit more touristy. I think you're 100% right, Guji. When it comes to, we know that the Philippines is going to be the audience for this project. There's going to be a lot of overacting. Can you do the face? Can you do the guy who's mad face all the time?
Sorry.
There's one face, right? Yeah, yeah. Every child actor, every Filipino child actor is like the worst. Daddy, kailan daw kakain? I'm like, putang ina, I've never heard a kid talk like that in my life.
It's so funny.
So fucking bad, man.
No, that's so interesting to me because I think you guys are right. Like, maybe, you know, with the Philippine setup, it's kind of more theatrical. Like, the audience responds more to that. And maybe in the Western way of doing things, things are a little more understated. But while I was listening to you guys, I was also thinking about how during a certain period in K-drama land, like, I thought the Korean kissing scenes were, like, the most awkward, cringeworthy kissing scenes. No. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was the worst. I think they're getting a little better with that stuff. But, I mean, they would literally just make their lips meet and then, like, do nothing.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
But I don't know if that's going to change. If we're going to start seeing open mouth, maybe even some tongue.
They're getting
action.
A little better. Yeah. Yeah, they're getting a little better. It's looking a little more natural.
Right. If you're disappointing Sam O because the scenes aren't torrid enough, the scenes are not torrid enough.
It's a good point.
Fix your shit. Good point. If Sam thinks it's too conservative,
take there, notes.
There's a problem. She should be the gauge.
She should be. Definitely.
But anyway, I just thought I wanted to throw that out. Gucci, I'm so proud of you, man. Fucking, you know I love you.
Yeah, congratulations, Gucci. How exciting.
No, what's cool, I was telling my wife the other day that, you know, haven't had this many projects. I'm acting more over, you know, being 40 and above than I was when I started my career in showbiz. Right.
Wow.
Maybe it's timing.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe it's timing. Maybe it's, again, whatever the global climate is regarding it. Yeah. Again, the thing is, Gucci, how do I say this? How do I say it weird? When it comes to Philippine, kasi yung Mantini Idol and stuff like that, they want your tisoy-tisoy guy. They want your sellable to the high school students. They want, like, you know, where he's going to be on the cover of a Notebook. And you're kind of somewhat, I think, a little too manly, your look, for that kind of shit, right? Like, I don't see you on ASAP just like, eh.
I know you've done it. I think I used to be. I mean, when I was younger, I looked so different than I do now.
I don't know. You look like a man to me. And you've always looked like a man. I think the guys that are the, you know, the ones that we put on the love team, so they look like boys.
Yeah.
The pretty ones.
Yeah, the pretty you know, boy bandy looking dudes. And you've always looked like a dude's dude. And I think that played against you, though, when you're younger. And now that you're 40, we need men. You know, we need men on this show. So we're gonna get a guy who looks like a dude, and boom.
But I'm totally okay with that. Like, I'm totally okay that I'm, like, not like an A-list actor or something. I'm super more okay that I get to do, like, character roles and work on these international projects. Like, it's so much more fulfilling, I think, being an actor now than, because back in the day I was chasing after other things. I was chasing after girls. I was chasing after fame so that I could get into the club for free. Things like that. You know what I mean? Such a different time. Now it's like really about the art. So I'm really happy about that.
Very good, very good.
I can't wait. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's funny because we know a little bit, and you haven't told us too much. You haven't told us titles or anything like that, but we do know some association, and it is impressive. Really fucking impressive. So best of luck to you, man. Let's take our next call, yes? Let's go to Rhea, who is in Manila. Hello, Rhea. You're 39 years old, I believe, yes?
Yes, I'm 39.
Hi, Rhea. How are you?
Hi, Rhea.
Yes. Hi, Sam. Hi, Mo. Hi, Gucci.
What's going on, Rhea?
Hello. Hi.
What's the drama?
Okay. Yeah, the drama. Okay. I broke up with my boyfriend for almost 11 years, 2 weeks ago, over the phone.
What the fuck did he do?
Yeah, okay. We don't have kids. Okay, the story... Okay lang, I'll just, ano... kwento a brief background.
Yeah, please. Go.
Yeah, so... We're in a long distance. Okay, he's working in Manila back then.
Yeah.
But then we were on the LDR last 2020, the start of pandemic. He went out to Riyadh right before Manila lockdown. Okay. So because of work.
He's not a tourist. He's not Saudi national. He's not, or did he just go to KSA because he works there, or he actually lives there?
For work.
Okay, but is he
Saudi? Company is in Riyadh, okay. So they have a branch here in the Philippines, so he's managing the Manila branch.
Pero Filipino siya? Or yeah. He's Filipino?
Okay. No, he's a Lebanese-Canadian.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. And then, okay. It started when May 2020, an account in IG kept on following and unfollowing me. So, yeah. And then I didn't bother at that time because I have few followers anyway. So I am on private in IG. So, yeah. And then after a while, this account, same account, because we have a restaurant back then in 2020. So this account kept on liking some pictures of our restaurant in the IG. So from there, I got the hint. Somehow, girl's intuition that there might be a connection between my BF and that account.
Okay, wait. Hold on. The account is a female, though? Like, it's a female name? There's a female profile? Or is it one of those things where they use, like, a
female cartoon? Profile. Female profile. And at her profile, she's a Korean. Okay, so...
Sam,
get your
peoples together.
She doesn't have a name. I don't know. I hope she's not related to Samo or anything.
I doubt all Koreans are related. Because you know what? Guji and I are not related.
Okay. Because I think they met here in the Philippines. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to Google how many Koreans are there in the world. Okay. While you're doing that, go ahead.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead. Continue.
Yes, okay. And then, so I asked my boyfriend, do you know this account? And he totally denied. So, okay. And then after a while, so I was curious. So I messaged the girl. So, hi. And then from there, so the conversation started that he knows my boyfriend. And then they have a relationship. And then... I confronted again my BF and he totally denied. He swore from his parents, from our dog's name. That
oh no, not he... the dog's name.
Not the dog.
Yes, right, Mo. So from there, I believed him because he swore from our dog's name and from his parents' name that he didn't know the girl.
Ano klaseng dog to? What breed is this? That's so
poodle.
Oh,
poodle, and he's 9 years old. Oh, it's a 9 year old. So, I believed him, and all the red flags, all the connections. Girl's intuition, it's right. I mean, deep inside me, I know it's true.
Wait, time. Rhea. Yeah. How long ago did this happen again? When with this mysterious account liking and unliking? How long ago was this? When was
how
it?
How long?
Yeah, time frame. When did you start seeing it again?
2020, 2 years ago.
Okay, so 2 years ago. So 2 years ago, there was some sus behavior, right? Is that how the kids say it?
Yes.
And then you confirm... You confirm it being a real relationship. How long after that?
Just 2 weeks ago.
It took you two whole years to confirm that this girl was not torridly kissing your boyfriend?
There's stars in between. The girl, I'm on a paranoid mode. He followed my boyfriend's account in Twitter, and then because she's posting pictures of, for example, she posted a picture for Greece, and then because my boyfriend has planned to go on a vacation with their family, and because they're always spontaneous, and I told him I'm hoping that you're not going to Greece, and then later on, and I confirmed. That they went to Greece, something like that.
So I wonder. Okay, yeah. Here's my wonder, Sam and Guji, is who's the third party now? Because when you have a couple of years go by and he's traveling to Europe with her and all of that, she's doing the stalking of this girl. Who's the third party in all of this? Is it our caller or is it this Korean girl? Because that's a long time and that's a lot of activities that that area can get very murky and gray. Who's the number mm-hmm. one? If maybe there isn't. Like, yeah, it's all, because the wording could be
perspective.
Like, yeah, it's like the wording could be, it, maybe the wording isn't, my boyfriend cheated on me with another girl. We could totally make an argument that he cheated on her with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, it's whoever came
first. Can I say that the girl confirmed they're together in 2018?
And how long
they got together in 2018?
Yes, and how long have you been together with your boyfriend? You said
11 years.
11. Oh, 11 years. Ah, okay. So he cheated on you. Okay. All right. Okay. We need to interview the girl because we need to ask what the lines were. Remember Gucci? The whole.
Yeah.
You know, she's just not providing me with children.
My basic question would be more: Why did he deny? I'm always open to the guy that, you know, if you have other girl on those 2 years, if you have other girl, please let me go. If you know, I'm open to let him go. But he kept on denying that. Please, Ria, don't think that we will break up like that. Because
people don't admit it is ingrained in our fucking animal behavioral bullshit. I don't even know what the scientific word is. I mean, there are animals that pretend they're dead when another animal comes by. Okay, we will always try to get away clean no matter what we're doing. Now, more guys than girls, predominantly more men than women. That's why I always, in my own personal kind of philosophy, if I catch you doing anything, I will multiply that by some fucking estimated number based on your personality. Like if I got cheated on knowing who my girlfriend is and how she behaves, I'm going to say she cheated on me 4 times if I caught her once. And you could do that with guys. You could do that, guys, kind of at a higher clip. You guys agree with that? Like, I caught you this one time, but I know who you are, motherfucker. And we just don't admit.
I have a question, Ria. So you guys broke up 2 weeks ago, did you say? So did he finally admit then, like after having been with this other girl for 4 years?
Yes. Is that what you guys broke up? Because one Saturday morning, this girl sent me a photo of them together.
This is the behavior that I want to break down. The girl that is reaching out to the main.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. What is the energy behind that? So I'm gonna put you on hold, okay, sweetheart. Hold on 1 second. All right, I gotta get back to our ex playboy here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci.
Yeah.
What is the worst possible thing when the side chick? Okay, how do I phrase this? You tell the girl that you're in a relationship. She knows she's the third party. Is the very absolute worst thing is if she reaches out to the main.
Like, well, that's what we're
huge problem. No?
Yeah, that's what we're afraid of. But that's the reason why, like, even when I was going into those relationships, I would make it would be out in the open that there was another relationship happening. Because with the other girl, with the one that I was in the relationship with, deny. That's the way to go with them. But for the side chick, you know, you would have to make sure that side chick has an understanding that they would not contact the other person. And that's the biggest fear of the playboy is the side chick finally actually getting a hold of the girl that you're actually with.
You know, during my cheating days, Sam, and Gucci, you probably have experienced this because you have some impressive numbers. I would cheat on somebody who already had a boyfriend currently. So it cancels each other out risk.
Like, so you guys are both cheating on your partners.
We're both cheating on our partners. Uh-huh. It makes it easier to kind of, while it's more complex because you're bringing in more variables and more risk, you're also minimizing the in love part, the part wherein you start getting stalked by the side chick, start stalking the main. You kind of cancel that out because everybody's in on it. Everybody is in on the heist.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not that it's a piece of advice out there for everybody, but that was a time in my life, again, in your younger years, when you would do things like this, there was a conscious effort to go, okay, wait a minute, I should probably cheat on a girl who's had a boyfriend, who has a boyfriend.
Yeah, because they don't want it to go out either.
Same
because
thing.
They're doing
the threats exactly are the same. The concerns are the same. And I have that, but I mean, I will, of course, that's not a perfect system. I've had, you know, we've cheated with girls who didn't have a boyfriend, and I found myself in a situation like this maybe a handful of times.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get away from that. Again, I feel like we're doing a cheating tutorial here because this has nothing to do with
public service.
Yeah. You're welcome, dickheads. This has nothing to do with your, because we don't know if this is what was going on. Rhea, if the question is, though, because this is not an advice thing anymore, right? We're not giving you advice.
Yeah.
But if the question is, why didn't he admit?
Yes.
I'm going to say most human beings, boys and girls, boys predominantly are hard-coded not to admit. For a variety of reasons. Reputation, being caught, confirmed that you're doing something wrong. People run from the law all the time. And I can give you a list of reasons why they do it, but predominantly it's just don't want to get caught.
Basically, yeah. Self-preservation.
Self-preservation, absolutely. Very good answer.
Yeah. I mean, I have another theory.
Yeah.
I mean, one reason why I would deny, especially if the side chick, because apparently for me, and I think she's the third party here, right? The one that we're speaking to. You would deny to the third party only because maybe there's a part of me, well, for me personally, there's a part of me that wants to save that relationship for just in case. So I don't want to lose that.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
So I'd be saying, no, that's not true, you know, or that never happened, because if for some reason the real relationship doesn't work out, I have this side chick as my fallback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally.
Which sucks, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
But why he didn't want to break up with me?
For that reason. Yeah. For that reason.
For that reason. Just in case na hindi mag-work out yung first relationship niya.
Yeah.
So that she if that ends up not working out, then you're the one that will be the fallback for him.
You're the 11 year, so you're the stable one, right? And then the other ones can be kind of the play ones.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
But Guji, is there also an aspect of like just emotionally, it's also very complicated, because I mean, 11 years with somebody is not a joke. You care about this person, maybe not the way you used to, but you still care about this person. And maybe he, I don't know, needed some time to like, okay, how am I going to do this? Because I don't want to hurt this person, but I don't want to be with this person.
That's such a girl thing. No, to
Sam,
say.
But Sam, actually that's a big part of it too. One reason why, like, for me, when I was cheating before, I didn't leave the first one because there's just so much history there, and I didn't know how to let go of that. No, even if I knew that was the wrong relationship to be in, but I still had the side chick falling in love with that person also. But yet,
okay, but Guji, does around. That happen more when you're younger, that mindset, or when you're older? Because you're 39, caller.
Ah,
how old is your boyfriend?
Same age.
Okay.
39.
Okay. So is the 39-year-old mentality more often, I don't want to leave this because of the history? Because you're not, I mean, Guji, you're in your 40s. I mean, you're probably the same. I'm probably older than you, maybe a year or two, give or take, right? So say, let's say your most rampant cheating years were in your 20s. Were you really mature enough to go, hey, I don't want to leave this girl because, man, we have so much history? Or is that young, that's an older guy's kind of mentality?
Well, yeah, I think maturity has a lot to do with it. I mean, once you have kids and once you're settled in your life and you're pretty stable with everything that's happening in your life, then you probably won't do that because you probably be a lot more mature to understand your feelings better and understand other people's feelings better. So I think it is a maturity level. I want to ask, is there kids involved in this? Like, does he have kids with that other girl, or do you guys have kids? No, none, diba? Well, then,
none.
You know, he's not mature yet. Some guys tend to mature later on in life, and I think that's true.
Yeah, I hate that you got cheated on, or at least you confirmed you got cheated on when you're 39. You've invested 11 years. That's like a knife, man.
In 2020, I told him I wanted to break up.
Yeah,
because you if should've. You're cheating on me, please let me go because I want to find other men.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh man.
Yeah. No, that really sucks.
He robbed me of my time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
What I'm. Absolutely. Angers me.
No, and that angers me for you. This is, I mean, it's not the end of the world. Okay, it is not, right? And neither is it the worst case scenario. But it is really fucked up. Yeah, I mean, it is. Just because when you look at what's going on, the numbers, the time, the age, you factor all of that shit in.
Yes.
I told him
he could have broken up 5 years ago, at least.
For sure, for sure. For sure. But again, not the end of the world. Not the absolute worst case scenario. You're not married in a country where there's no divorce. You know, you're not in that fucking rut of a like that's fucking shithole, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this really sucks. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry it happened to you. And I think what we get from this call is not a solution for you, but maybe a story for others to learn from. Not to get too romantic here. But there might be people out there who have that intuition, who have a little bit of evidence, who have just enough to work with so you don't extend it 5 more years. You don't lose an extra 5 years because you're waiting for better evidence. If you've got a little bit of evidence already, work that evidence. I mean, it kind of goes back to the first caller. Do your detective work. If there's something there, fucking find out. Do not believe the person's word for it. You have hard evidence. Okay? Work it.
Mm-hmm. For guys, you don't really admit.
We don't.
I mean, if the girl is volunteer to break up,
you won't. No.
I'm sorry, but guys are we don't admit a lot of those things.
I think humans in general, but guys are notorious for this. But everybody is gonna fucking lie. Okay.
And you won't break up.
We won't either. Yeah. No. Sorry to hear. Yeah.
Guys are not really good at breaking up. Especially if they have what they want.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We suck.
We Rhea, really suck. if it makes you feel any better, I'm 42 and single, girl. So I mean, you know, not the end of the world.
Yeah.
So Mo, what would you advise if this guy, because we'll definitely see each other, he will definitely come back to the Philippines because we're living in together. And we'll fix his stuff here.
You're asking the wrong guy this question.
Okay.
Because I am vindictive, aggressive. I will make you feel the hurt. Okay. So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. That means I take all his shit. I make a nice little fucking fire out of it. I send him the video. I will probably pull my pants down and shit on it. Like, literally defecate on his stuff. Like, I'm that guy. So, I mean, I think you get all of his stuff and you get rid of it ASAP. And you let him know that you did. I don't want to be in a house where I'm living in with somebody and they're fucking cheating on me like crazy. And I got all this shit around here. And I'm just waiting for him to come home from fucking Lebanon or Riyadh or where the fuck he is. Like, that's a no for me. I'm not keeping your shit. I'm not keeping your shit. Mm-hmm. Not because for my emotional stuff. I don't want to house your stuff rent-free. Mm-hmm. I'm going to burn this shit. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
When is he coming back, Rhea?
I don't know because I blocked him. we don't have a communication.
Good. Yeah, okay. Change your locks. I mean, I'll go through the whole thing. If you're a condo building, tell the guard he's banned. I mean, I'll take it the whole way. But whose name, when you guys say you have a place, did you buy a place together or are you renting a place together?
We're renting, but I'm the one who's on the contract. So
okay,
I already told
best case scenario
condo to ban him. Yeah.
Good. Then I would have some burning of his property festivities. Kind of
invite some friends over. Yeah. But, you know,
put it on TikTok. You know, all that shit.
Put it on TikTok.
Yeah, I would fucking work that.
Is it a reality, Mo, that he's been good, but this just the cheating part that.
No. No, there is no reality.
No,
this is core. Yeah. This is a core problem. There's no good that balances this out. I'm sorry, Sam, you were saying something.
No, I think Rhea is in, because it's only been 2 weeks since they broke up and it's an 11-year relationship. Obviously, she was very emotionally invested in this.
Of course.
And I think she's just in a place where she's kind of in disbelief and she's feeling very betrayed.
Yes.
And it's almost like it's really hard to get over that. And she's trying to hold on to some some hope maybe of like, 100%. No, this can't be true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like this can't be real.
Or maybe not even that it can't be true. It's not that bad. We can work this out.
Right. You're kind of mm-hmm. like maybe trying to rationalize the situation or something. But I mean, you got to remember, Rhea, he's been doing this for 4 years and he denied it to your face.
Yeah, notoriously cheating and you, going to Europe.
And it's
going to
take a while for you to get over that. But yes. I think from what I've heard, like the kindest thing to tell you is that it's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And we sit here and we feel bad about the years you've wasted. Do not contribute to any more of that. Get this guy out of your life. It is so unfortunate. I apologize that this happened to you. I really, really do. It really sucks. And, you know, funny because we were talking about our cheating days, Noguchi. If we only knew back then this is how much it hurt these people, I'm assuming we may have never done it, right? We would have just been single and then fucked as many people as you want. But sometimes you blindly doing it without hearing how much it hurts the other side. And it's stories like this that I think other people who may be cheating right now should be like, oh, fuck, this is how miserable it can be for the person. For what? For me to just hook up. I mean, it's really bad. So, yeah, I'm sorry it happened to you, my dear. Get him out of your life. Burn his shit. Move on. It's tough. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. There's no way around that. But it is the only way to go. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you, Mo. Thank you, Sam.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Big hug. All right. Bye. Yeah.
Take care.
Ugh. Oh, man. That's rough.
That's tough. That's very tough.
That sucks.
Because that's 11 years, man. That's 11 years of your life with the wrong person.
28 years old, like prime.
Yeah.
You give it up. That fucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still want to know what the guy told the girl. The Korean girl. like, hey, yeah, man. Because she investigated or he was open. Like, yeah, you know, I got a girlfriend. She's in the Philippines. She's in the Philippines, man. This is LDR. Like, I live in the moment, man. I live for the now. I could hear all those lines.
Yeah, because apparently she wasn't, well, she was reaching out to her, right? But yeah. I also want to know what her story is. Like, why is she in it? And, you know, what, they went to Greece last year or something like that, like what she said? It just didn't, what's going on in her head? Why is she sticking around? You know, what is he telling her exactly?
See, Rhea is like, Greece? Putang ina, tagay tayo tayo lang, tagay tayo lang, tayo, Greece? shit. All right, anyway, let's take another call. Our last one, and we'll get out of here. I hope she's still awake. My goodness. I told her to call her an hour ago. Let's see. Let's see if we get lucky here.
Come on, pick up. Two calls is bitten.
Yeah, I mean, we've got two more, like, kind of in the wings here if this one doesn't work out. But this is the sole one, though. I mean, I'm left to go to Korea, talk to this girl about what her problem is. What is her issue? Let me see.
Hello?
What are they saying in the background? Hi!
Hello.
How are you?
Yes.
Hi.
Sorry.
Wait, are you at a restaurant?
No, I'm with my friends.
Night out in Seoul.
Birthday party.
Hey, we're on the air already, okay? So if you want to use a fake name, now's the time to tell me like what name you want to use.
Maggie,
okay. And then how old are you?
That's right. What?
How old are you, Maggie?
I'm 38
this year.
Yes.
And then Seoul, yeah?
Yes.
Let me see. Okay, hold on. Sam, Gucci, do not tell us the answer, Mags. Okay?
Yes.
Based on your accent, how many years has she been in South Korea? Wait, no, Mags, shut up. We're going to guess.
Yes, okay.
We're going to guess based on your accent how many years you've been in Seoul. Does she need to talk a little bit more, guys?
I wanted to speak in Korean. Do you speak Korean?
I want to hear.
Yes, I do.
Oh, can you say something in Korean?
Why don't you say something
안녕하세요.
In Korean?
안녕하세요.
Yes, 안녕하세요.
We all know that.
잘 지내세요?
Pretty good.
Why don't you ask her something so she can respond?
오늘 팟캐스트는 왜 전화하셨어요? 무슨 고민이 있으세요?
Come on, you could do it, Max.
In Korean, I can speak and understand Korean, but I'm not that good in conversation. Actually speaking. Like that.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right, okay, right, okay, right, okay. Right, yes. Now that we've heard that, how many years has she been in South Korea? Go. What's your guess, everybody? Mags, don't say it.
Seeing as how she can understand but not quite speak conversational, I will say maybe like 3 years.
Ooh, okay. Guji, how say you?
I don't know. I would probably, I mean, because I lived in the Philippines for 2 years before I could speak Tagalog. So I would say 3 or 4.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say, I always, my default is kind of like 7 years when I hear a considerable accent. She is out with her friends, though. It is like fucking 2 a.m. So maybe she's had a couple to drink. So the accent is kind of, is, you know, really showing itself. I'm saying 6. I'm going to go, no, I want even more. Not 8 years. 8 years.
What? Wow. And can't speak conversational Korean?
I mean, it's not, yeah, 8 years. Dude, your language isn't based on our, like, they're not related. It's a completely different language.
Yeah, but true. If you're immersed there and that's all they speak, they don't speak.
You guys have a different alphabet. You guys have different everything. This is not like her going to fucking Saipan or something. And,
oh, that's
and
a really long time, though.
It also depends on who your friends are. If the circle of friends is all Filipino.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. I'm saying 8 years. I'm 8 years. And she's in Seoul. She's not like she's out in the fucking mountains and stuff. Eight's my number, man. How many years have you been there?
None of you get the correct answer. I've been here for 14 years.
Fucker. You know what? That's my first. You know what? You know what? Fuck it. So hold on 1 second. See, and I know that this is bullshit of me to say this. Okay, hold on. I know this is bullshit of me to say this, but when I first heard your accent, 14 was my number. Honest to goodness.
Please.
I know.
Mo, whatever.
Listen. I will tell you. Listen. I will be honest. My 14 was my first number, and then I went down to 11. Okay? And then when Sam started talking to you and you didn't know shit, that's when I dropped it to fucking, what was it, right?
Eight.
Yeah. I had 14 with the accent. 11.
You know, I'm quite shy when I'm talking to my same Filipino. But when I'm talking to Korean, I'm quite confident. But with my fellow Filipino, I'm too shy. Well, because, you know, some Filipinos are too... What do you call that? Too perfectionist when it comes to speaking foreign language.
Yeah, I'm not, dude. Your accent is so fucking thick. I am not surprised at the 14. Like that's the accent is so thick, guys.
I don't know my Korean friends when I'm talking to phone and they're telling me you sound Korean. They don't recognize me as foreigner.
Yeah, you know you do sound Korean. You know what's kind of interesting in all this is your English is starting to fade. Which is kind of cool too. I don't know. I like it. You're really I'm anyway, whatever. Let's move on. Max, what's your problem? Why are you here?
Yes, I'm quite confused about my ex and my current relationship now.
Okay. You know what? Why don't you speak in Filipino? Let's hear your Filipino. Oh, okay, we haven't heard your Filipino. Okay. I wanna hear this. Go ahead. Tell us your story in Tagalog.
Yun na nga. May boyfriend ako before ex. My ex. We've been together for 5 years, almost 5 years.
Okay.
3 years live-in, 1 year LDR, and the rest is on and off. And eventually, yun nga, nag-break na kami.
Mm-hmm.
Nasa Pilipinas siya ngayon.
Okay.
Tapos, yun nga, I met this guy sa isang app.
And what app and may this, what app could this be?
Tag. It's Tag.
Oh, okay. Never heard of that.
This is a different app.
Yeah, it's probably a Korean thing. And then?
And
Sam, you got to jump on that Tag, by the way. Just
This is a profile niya. It says na 34 years old siya. Then, hindi naman ako kasi nga, hindi ko naman kasi gawain na mag-fake ng age when it comes to making a profile.
Yeah.
Tapos, naniwala ako na 34 siya. Tapos, nung nag-chat kami, ganun nga, dun, na hindi ako nagdalawang isip na baka nag sisinungaling siya about sa age niya.
Oh, he lied. Did he go younger? Did
and
he
yes,
go older?
Yes. And then it's been siguro mga 3 weeks na kami nag-chat. Tapos nag-meet kami once. Tapos after nun, nag-chat ulit kami. Tapos 2 weeks, yun na yung parang first date namin. Tapos yun nga. Hindi ko pa rin alam na gano'n. Tapos parang nagkaroon kami ng argument. Tapos doon niya sa akin sinabi na siguro nga hindi tayo mag-work kasi yun, I'm sorry dahil nagsinungaling ako sa'yo na I'm only 28.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not that. Well, I guess, I find, yeah, that's a considerable lie. 6 years is a considerable lie. Yes. Why are you guys fighting on your first get-together is my question. What the fuck? Why are you fighting?
It's not that serious arguments. It's just petty things, but parang doon ko din nakita yung age difference namin.
Yeah, yeah.
Parang siya din, parang ganun. Yun na nga.
So it's a 10-year gap.
It's 9-year gap.
Oh, yeah, more or less. Yeah, okay. You're 38.
Excuse you, Mo. Yeah, sorry. It's 9. Yeah, okay, sorry. Gosh.
It's 9 and 11 months, Mo. Putang ina. I'm 38, he's 28. I'm 38, he's 28. But June ako, he is August. Sorry. Okay. What's the question?
Itong karelasyon ko ngayon, actually, ngayon lang siya na gusto niya na ng relasyon since nung nalaman niya na nakikipag-communicate ulit sa akin yung ex ko.
So the 28-year-old guy wants you to be exclusive?
Yes, okay. Now.
Yeah.
That he's found out that your ex is getting in touch with you.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's yung time na parang gusto niya na exclusive kami kasi nga parang natitreaten siya na babalik yung ex ko.
Okay, so are you torn? You're torn between two men? Is that the problem?
Yes.
Okay. And then
itong ex ko parang kasi akala ko naka-move on na ako tapos nung nag-usap ulit kami parang ganun,
yeah, we know that story.
Bumalik lahat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Why did you guys break up in the first place though? Why is he your ex?
Parang napagod ako. Napagod ako na supportahan siya ganun. Financially.
Oh, okay. Financially. Is he in a better place financially now? Does he have a job now?
No.
Okay.
Still.
Still, huh? Why? Is he have no legs or something? Like, well, why isn't he working?
Because he is prioritizing yung work niya dito sa Korea. Makakabalik na siya sa Korea. I think baka 2 months from now, baka makabalik na ulit siya dito. Kaya hindi siya nag-work kasi nga yun yung hinihintay niya.
Because why wasn't he listening?
I'm laughing. Legs.
I'm laughing at my own shit. Why isn't he working again?
Priority niya mag-aral ulit ng Korean para makapasa siya, para makabalik siya dito sa Korea.
And how old is this guy, your ex?
34.
Okay, all right. Okay, so that sounds like your sweet spot in terms of age. Okay, so what is the question? Like, do you want us to pick for you?
Because with my relationship now, that guy, I think, hindi ko kasi, kasi parang, diba, yung sa age namin, parang, ang hirap nasiseryosohin ka kasi nga,
age
gap namin.
I don't know about that. I don't think the gap is enough for it to be too much of a concern. It is a gap, but, hold on one second, I'm gonna put you on hold because there's a bunch of people in the background. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm reading a message on our chat room. It says, tagged is for old people. That's what Rai here from Jensen said. I guess I don't know if it's a popular app globally or if this is kind of more of a Korean. Hold on, where's fuck? Let's ask this fucker. Rai, I'm going to unmute you. I need you to give me the background because there is a point to this with the problem. Where's Rai? Rai from Jensen. Where the fuck are you? How do I do this? Where's Rai? Oh, there he is. Okay. Rai, I'm going to unmute you. You don't have to go on camera. I don't care. I just need you to talk to me about this this app here. So can you unmute yourself? Unless, where are you? There you go. Rai.
Hi, Mo.
Hey, what's up, man? What the fuck is Tagged?
It's actually a dating app mostly for old people, Western old people.
Why old people?
Like, what is the age range that we're talking about? Like, 40 and above? Mga ganyan?
Yes, 40 and above.
Chowder on the chat says, my mom is using Tagged. Okay, so is this is Tagged in the Philippines also, or is this kind of popular only in certain countries?
I've been out of the game, so I don't even know.
I never go have an account.
let me ask my wife. Babe, is Tagged an app, a dating app in the Philippines? No, my wife doesn't know.
Yeah, nobody. Because okay, who wants to hang with old people? So, Rai, is it may Tagged ba sa Pilipinas or is this just kind of certain countries?
Meron mo pero ano? Yung mga users niya is mostly dito sa atin, mga Filipina looking for mga afam ba?
Naghahanap ng mga afam. Okay.
Yeah, well,
yes,
yes
po.
Yeah. No, that's.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Tagged. Did you say Tagged? Okay. Let me
Tagged order bride. Tagged order bride is what it's called. Okay. Thanks, Ryan. I'm going to put you on mute. I appreciate your input. Thanks, man.
Thank you all.
Okay. So here's the thing. The reason why this is important to me is this. If a 28-year-old guy is getting a Tagged account, I feel like he's got a fetish for the older girl, okay?
Or like he's after something. Like
either, yeah.
A sugar mommy or something.
Right. Now, this girl's like got
the
sugar mom.
The swindler,
yeah,
whatever.
This girl's got sugar mom background already because of her last boyfriend that she was financially thing, right? So
I need
to know why he's on Tagged. That's what's going to help me decide what path to take for this girl. Because is he on Tagged because he's got a fetish for the MILF? Now, hold on. Do you have kids?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so there's a MILF angle to this, okay? There are a lot of guys out there, Gucci. I've never been one, but maybe you've been one or you've got friends who like the older mom shit. Like that's goes back down to their background when they were a kid. So what is a 20-year-old dude, I mean, a guy in his 20s, jumping in on an app for old people? Fetish or what Sam said, financial support?
I don't know. I mean, if she's really hot, then maybe.
But why did he lie though? Why then did he lie? Why jump on an old people dating app and lie 6 years about your age?
Yeah, well, it's a definitely fine one, and you know,
yeah,
maybe somebody to send you some money. Yeah, actually, that for you got a point. You always know the right questions to ask, Mo. But
you
yeah,
wait, you think it's money?
I think it's money,
Sam. You think it's money?
What? Can we ask her?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, go,
is
go,
she
go.
Getting that vibe? You know, do you?
Well,
like,
has she been giving?
Guys...
How about this? How have you been giving money to this guy?
No.
Okay. Does he pay
that
on
guy
dates?
He also have a son.
I get the fetish vibe, you know, for me because
I disagree with that Tag is only for old people. No, in Korea, most 20s are using Tag.
Oh,
really?
Maybe 20s. It's popular in Korea. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. I think it depends on country where you
are. The region. The
it came before Tinder? Really?
Tagged is the first Tinder. Site to introduce swiping left or right. It is the grandfather of Tinder.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Tagged before Tinder. Okay. That's crazy. Okay. Interesting.
My thing is this, though, still. If a guy in his 20s is lying about his age and he's swiping on a lady 9 years and 10 months older, I'm going to say he likes that. He kind of likes that. Hold on, am I making sense?
What
does it
what
have
is the
to
vibe
be,
that you're
does it
getting?
Have to be about age? What? The vibe. My thing is, why did you lie?
No.
Why did you lie?
I'm asking her.
Swiping?
Yeah. Oh. What do you think? What do you think he's into? Is it, you know, is he just into like, you know, older women, or do you think he wants something from you? Like, what do you get?
You know what I feel? And just now that you mentioned all the different factors, like he has a kid and everything like that, I think maybe he lied about his age, giving him the benefit of the doubt. He lied about his age because he wants to find somebody that's in the same sort of mindset, the same sort of stability, as a type of girl that would fit his situation. And the fact that he's 28, has a kid, he maybe he can't find a girl that's 28 also has a kid or be understanding or have the same type of look outlook in life.
You
as
mean
somebody.
He's looking to settle down maybe? And
possibly.
Soon?
Maybe wants to complete his what he has and he's looking for a partner that's going to understand his situation.
Did you ever have a MILF stage?
Can I speak?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's right. You are the guest. Sorry.
No, I asked him bakit siya nagsinungaling sa age na. And he told me na, kasi pag sinabi ko yung age ko, baka hindi mo na ako replyan, ganun. Kaya, yun, sinabi
yeah,
niya na. Ha?
Yeah. Ganun. But why on
and,
the
at
profile?
At inisip din niya na hindi yun yung age ko. Kasi nga, ganun eh. Ang pagkakaala niya sa akin, mga 32 lang daw ako. Yung tinanong ko sa kanya, bakit kailangan mo magsinungaling sa age?
So you don't get that vibe from him na parang it's a fetish or that, you know, he's
probably wants
financial support from you. Like, none of that.
This girl will never admit that, Sam. She got pissed off that I said not 10 years and it was really 9. Like, this is what it was like. How dare you call me old? Type of girls, man.
No.
Yes, you are, Ravaka. I know
at
that.
At hindi naman ako naniwala na 28 siya kasi he looks matured with his sabihin niyang 28 siya. Yes. Okay, I naniwala akong 34 kasi he looks 34.
Yeah, well, okay. Kid din siya. Pero, he's a dad. So.
I forgot where we are. I mean, I have some follow-up questions on it. I forgot already. Okay. Let me address the ex-boyfriend. The ex-boyfriend's an ex for a reason, okay? And the reason seems to not have changed very much. So I would keep the ex-boyfriend as an ex. I know that the feelings, we can enumerate exes in our lives right now that if we ever bumped into them, I honestly can't just say, oh, well, it'll just be as if I never met you. You're going to feel something. It could be disappointment. It could be a reminiscing. It could be a missing. It could be a bunch of this avalanche of feelings that can happen. We don't know, okay? But it is really possible. And that's all of us in this room, including your wife, Gucci, including my wife, that when you see an ex that you've spent some considerable experiences, time, whatever, you're going to feel physically shit all over your body. That does not mean you get back together with them. They are an ex for a reason. And the reason still has not changed so much. So I'm getting away from that if I were you.
But I thought he was coming back to Korea to work. Isn't that what you said?
Yes. Yes.
That's what
meaning
he
he's
said.
Gonna be. No, but he's yes, gonna. Because... Meaning the situation is going to change. Like he's gonna make money. If that was the issue, that you had to financially support him, and that's why you guys.
Okay,
up.
Fine, Sam. I'll take that, Sam. But I will like to see you first do it before I even entertain the thought. Before
oh, sure.
I even,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. No, my take on it, I kind of agree with Mo, but at the same time, I would try to think about, is it worth it to throw the possibility? Because obviously it looks like she still loves her ex and they only broke up because of some financial disagreement. But if he's gonna come back and he does decide to change his life and everything, are the feelings still there for each other? And is it enough to work on to base a real relationship on, you know? With the one that's new from the tagged app, there's so much uncertainty there. Are you willing to sacrifice all that time and years with the other person just because, you know, you found somebody untagged and you think it there might be a possibility?
How long has she been broken up with your ex? How long have you guys been?
Almost
a year.
How many?
A
what?
Year.
One year. A one year. Year. Okay, boy, yeah. Sam, you really you're listening today. It's amazing. I've asked questions. I love it. Okay, so how many dates have you been on with other men in that 1 year?
Never been. That's my first. The one I met on Tag.
Okay.
So aside from that whole financial situation that you were not a fan of, do you still have feelings for him? Like, do you still love him?
I thought naka-move on na ako, but when I started to talk to him again, parang dun nga ako
na-confused.
It's
normal, though. It's normal. 1 year? It's normal.
Yeah.
It's normal to feel that. It doesn't make it a good idea. You know?
It's been 2 years na hindi kami magkasama since umuwi nga siya.
Yeah, but 1 year broken up. 1 year LDR, 1 year broken up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a lot of unfinished business feelings there that does not still make it a good idea. Now, is it possible? For sure. It's possible that you guys rekindle, become this great couple, and blah, blah, blah. But I don't want you to be too... I don't want you to decide on this rush of feelings now that he has somewhat come back into your life. Because that's just all... That's just temptation. Doesn't mean it's a good idea.
But isn't the question about whether she should date this new guy or go back to the ex?
Yeah, I think she was at a crossroads, right? Is what it was?
Yeah, because if... I don't feel like the new guy is anything substantial yet.
I'm team new guy though. Mm. So I'm team new guy. So your team ex-boyfriend.
I'm team ex-boyfriend.
If we had to choose between the two. Okay, if we had, I mean, you could always still be single and not entertain either, right? But if we were going to choose between the two, I'm team new guy. The lying is a concern. Chance that there's possible fetish going on here. I still believe that. But there's nothing else you told me about him that makes me really worry. I mean, if it's only the 34 years old in the profile, I'm okay with that lie initially. Sam, do you've got a team here?
If I had to choose, because I think right now I'm like, you know, you don't have to make a choice. But if I had to, I think I'd be team X. Just because if that was the only reason you guys broke up, it was this financial situation and that's going to get worked out. But the love is still there and you guys want to be together. I feel like this is still, you know, it's still very possible.
Okay.
Would it be wrong if she didn't, like, let's say, okay, I'm not going to go with X. We're not going to be an exclusive couple because you haven't fixed your situation yet. I'm still going to go and date other guys and see, is it safe to do that? Or is that a direction of like, of that, you know, that's going to go wrong if she ends up.
I think she could see other guys because she's not even committed to this new guy yet. So I think keeping your options open, dating around still, jumping back on tagged and swiping with all those people with arthritis, you could totally do that and have a little bit of fun until we see your boyfriend actually get a job, your ex-boyfriend actually get a job, get some stability under his belt, since that was the core problem between the both of you was this guy's not working. I don't see any promise in where he wants to be in his career. And that's a totally acceptable reason, by the way, right? So let's do that. Like, we're trying to make a decision. We're trying to help you with a decision, but a decision that might not even need to be made. Likely not even need to be made, Mags. So let's just slow down. The 28-year-old guy, if you're having fun with him, keep it at a dating. Like, keep the parameters within the dating realm. Do not commit yet. With your ex-boyfriend, if you want to contact him, that's fine. Keep that in the non-exclusive realm as well. And if you want to jump on tag and meet other guys, you're totally cool to do that. You've been a year single. The world's coming back to its normalcy just in the past few months. So, you know, don't settle for anything right now. Okay?
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Yes.
All right. That's now, is your ex the father of your child?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. There's a child.
So there's no need again to be connected with this guy. There's no lifelong commitment via child with your ex. No. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. All right. Anything else, my dear? Because I feel I get the disappointed vibe from you.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Are you good with that?
No. That's why I want your advice because.
Yeah. Well, that's my advice. I think don't commit to anything right now, and that's okay. In fact, that might even be more fun.
Collect, then select.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my god.
Come on, girl. You look young. I see your profile here. You got a baseball cap on, a car.
But she's not happy with it.
No, I know that feeling because you want to be able to choose, but I think she knows what she should be doing, and I think our advice is actually what she thinks she should be doing too. But she's hoping that someone could tell her otherwise and say, no, choose this guy or choose that guy.
The problem with you girls. Sorry.
Where you're at, Maggie?
Yes.
Is that what you're feeling right now?
My friends are telling me not to go back with my ex because not just financially, he also told me a lot of disrespectful words.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, this would have been useful 20 minutes ago. Okay.
Like what? What did he call you? I just want to know.
I mean, when kapag galit siya, ganun, nagsasabi siya ng kung ano-ano.
Like ano, ano? Like what? Like, example. What's the most hurtful thing he said? Sorry to bring it up again, but I'd just like to know how far he goes.
Nung nandito kasi kami magkasama sa Korea, nag-live-in kami, tapos nga, may time na hindi ako nag-work kasi parang napagod ako. Parang 1 month nagpahinga ako.
Yeah.
Tapos yung 1 month na yun, parang inaano niya sa akin na sinuportahan kita. Wala kang work, ganyan-ganyan. Parang wala akong sense of gratitude. Ganun yung gusto niya.
But he said that when he was saying those things, he didn't have a job himself. Or may trabaho siya.
Yes, when he was here, may trabaho siya.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. I don't know. I don't like this guy too much. I'm team new guy or team any new
parang,
guy.
Parang naisip na kasi na binitawan ko siya nung nasa Pilipinas na siya. Parang nung time na nandito siya, parang sinuportahan niya ako, ganun. Which is, hindi naman kasi nagtatrabaho din ako. Parang may time lang na yun, parang 1 month na hindi ako nag-work, tapos ganun. Tapos nasa Pilipinas siya, one year, walang palya na nagpapadala ako sa kanya. Parang dumating lang ako sa punto na napagod ako kasi nahihirapan ako kasi anak ko, pamilya ko, sarili ko. Ako lahat yung nagsusuporta, sumusuporta. Wala akong helping hand. Kaya sabi ko sa kanya, baka naman pwede kang gumawa ng para sa sarili mo kasi nga hindi ko na kaya. Parang sinabi niya na sa lahat ng ginawa niya, ganun yung susukli ko sa kanya. Sabi ko, hindi naman sa ganun. Nahihirapan lang ako. Okay. Tapos yun, parang inisip niya na binitawan ko siya, iniwan ko siya sa area, ganun.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Are you happy, Mags, with your life right now? You happy there in Seoul right now, this year? You're good?
Yes.
Good. All right. Good. And that's all that counts.
Super unconvincing.
Yeah, well, that's all that counts. Whether you are or not, maybe if this is not the best life could be right now, but if you're happy, let's hold on to that. Okay?
I want to make another
on anything. Yeah, sorry, go.
No, I wanted to just make also another, like, give it a little bit of advice, like on another tip of her situation. I think you should think about your kid too. You know? What's going to be best for her in all of this?
Is it a girl or a boy, your child?
Oh, actually, I've assumed it's a girl.
Girl.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, good job.
Yeah, it was a real 50-50 there. Yeah. All right. Well, definitely. Okay. How old is your daughter?
She's 11 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you don't need a love life.
My ex-boyfriend have a daughter too.
I don't care about him. I really care about you. You don't need a love life. Okay. It is not mandatory that you have one or make a decision regarding one right now. And if you don't have a love life, now's a perfect time to then just continue to build that relationship you have with your daughter, who's at a really kind of important age. They're always at an important age, right? But, you know, it's an important time for her. And, you know, you don't need to make a decision on your love life. Just you don't have to right now, okay?
You don't have to choose just because this new guy is saying, well, you know, I want us to be exclusive. Well, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah, you do not have to. Yeah. This is not part of your life that needs to be decided upon right now. Eventually, sure, maybe, yeah. But right now, if you're stuck between 1, 2, 3 guys, 2, 3, 4 apps, 5, 6 profiles, you don't need to make a decision on any of them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Mags. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Bye.
안녕하세요. 안녕.
She didn't want to say bye to you in your people's language. I know. Was she unhappy?
I don't know. But I just felt like she wasn't satisfied with what we said or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like she wasn't happy.
I don't know.
She wanted a choice to be made.
I'm reading the shit here, right? Alan says maybe she's drunk. That's possible. It is 2 a.m. I think, right, or whatever time it is over there right now. May I speak? I love it.
That was funny.
Yeah, all right. You guys are right. My life, after all.
You guys are right. I mean, I do talk way too much, and I cut people off and all that. So it's not like, yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, you don't have to make a decision. I know we said it already, but that goes for everybody listening to the show. It's not like you have to check a box when it comes to the love life stuff. Okay, everybody? All right. Sounds good. So, kids, thank you. Guys, enjoyed it so much. Appreciate
this
you.
This was fun. Gucci, come back.
Yeah, Gucci.
My podcast, I know.
Come back, Gucci.
I do. I'll even do your podcast if you want to talk about.
Oh my gosh, Gucci, yes. Come inside the narrow door, Gucci. Come on now.
Now, Gucci, Sam's Catholic. Yeah. Sam's Catholic, so you're natural enemies. It'll be a very good...
What are you? Are you a born-again Christian?
I'm born in Christian, but I grew up in the Catholic Church. I was supposed to go to seminary school, so I grew up Catholic.
Oh my gosh, really?
And then he had an erection and went, oh, no way am I going to go do that.
Oh my gosh, mental image.
What do I do with this boner? Off. And then they're like,
we welcome all walks of faith. You know, it's all under the Christian umbrella. So, yay! I'll message you.
Let me know.
Have you guys ever met in person? Like, are you guys friends?
Oh, yeah.
Or acquaintances, I'm assuming, yeah.
No, I remember my first ever showbiz thing. Wasn't even in showbiz yet. You hosted it.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Oh, I cannot believe I forgot about this. I was hosting ETC already.
Yeah. There you
and
go.
We were looking for a male co-host for me.
Yes.
And we did a whole search for that, too. And Gucci was one of them.
Gucci was on tag at the time. And you were not. That's what it was. Gucci, have we met? We've never met, right? We've talked about this already, right? You and I have never met.
Yeah, no.
We've never met
in person. But right.
Yeah, we'd hang out.
I mean,
virtually.
But we kind of hang out.
Yeah,
so you're not missing out on much.
Before Zoom was a thing, Gucci and I were all over it, fuckers. Before any of this, him and I.
But I feel like I've known Mo for forever, you know. And it's one of those friendships where you could just message him once in a while and.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think so. Well, hey, listen, if you're free on the weekends, Sam and I, we do this on Saturday. So if any Saturday you're free, you're like, hey, I'm free. Please stop by.
Yeah, before you get busy with your Korean shows, Gucci, gosh.
No, definitely. I mean, I miss it. Like every time my wife listens to your show, my wife's like, when are you going to go back on? And I'm like, oh, they haven't invited yet. So.
Oh, no, but man, just because I didn't know where you were. I know you were in the U.S. for a bit and it was just kind of one of those things. But if you're in Manila, if you want to be here next Saturday, you're more than welcome to be here next Saturday. We'll be here.
Yes. Sure, I'll let you know.
Yeah,
let me know.
Let's
chat.
And then, if your wife's like, please jump back on the podcast. I want to learn more about you.
Actually, she learns about me through your show.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, what an awkward conversation. Babe, so tell me, how many swipes did you... Wait, is there a swipe...
Hold
on. Is there a swipe log on Tinder or any of these dating apps? Like, if I were... Kind of almost back to this last caller, right? If I were, 38-year-old girl, whatever, and then I see a 28-year-old guy, I know that he was lying, but let's just say, can I go to his swipe history? I want to see all the other girls he's swiping on to make, maybe I am a fetish. All of a sudden, he's a bunch of MILFs lined up. Like, I need a log. Is there no audit log on these dating apps? I think there should be.
There should. I don't know. Maybe back in my time, I don't remember seeing
probably a
one,
privacy issue, no. It's probably like a privacy issue there.
Maybe.
But still, that would be cool, right? Like, I want to know who's swiping, who you're swiping on, because I want to know, like, what the fuck is going on here. I think we can create an app. Guys, just keep it in mind.
We should.
All right. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us, all the people. We had quite a few people up here. I think we were up to, like, about 80 people live streaming with us today. So, thanks, guys. And all the others who download the show, of course, we appreciate you so much. Don't forget the Narrow Door podcast is very much out and about in the podcast world. So, check it out. Gucci, people follow you on what's your social media of choice?
Everywhere. So Facebook and Instagram, pretty much.
Yep. Yeah. Gucci learns that.
Can I just say, I want to thank, I think it was Martin. Remember on the last episode, we were talking about how my cover art for the podcast, like it's called The Narrow Door, but the door is chunky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Martin actually edited it a little bit and gave me like an actual narrow door. And nice. I was just like, this is so sweet.
And, we should really get into more art stuff. I know that that's where most podcasts do. Like, I still only have my own logo, and I don't really kind of fuck around with any art stuff. I should do that more. I mean, if Gucci's on the show, we should have, like, you know, him and, like, a fucking crown, you know, just really kind of doll it up and all that. I don't have the artistic bone in my body. I don't have that. So if there's a listener out there who's listening, and I know that some celebrities got into some bullshit before, they were like, hey, man, you know, make me art and I'll give you a shout out. But that's honestly, that's all we can kind of offer. If you're one of those artistic motherfuckers who want to make art stuff for the people on the show so we can kind of post it as a promotion tool or marketing tool for the episode, please, like, send it our way. I mean, I'll definitely do that. If you want to put, like, Alex, myself, Chopper, Sam, Gucci, you want to put a fucking cartoon of Tina banging Kobe, whatever, throw it our way. Okay? All right, sounds good. All right, Gucci, thanks, brother. Appreciate you. Love you, man. Sam,
thanks,
have
man.
A good day. We'll see you next week as
Bye,
well.
Sam. Bye, guys.
Hopefully Gucci
Bye,
will everybody. Be here. Hopefully Gucci will be here next week. That's called pressure. And and have a great
it's my
upcoming
birthday
week.
Next week too.
Oh, is it?
For 2 weeks. Oh no, my birthday's in May 11th. May 11th.
Right after the election.
Right after the election. Oh,
shit. Hey, who are you leaning towards?
Leaning towards Lenny.
Perfect. Lean hard.
Shit. Leaning very hard.
Yeah, good. All right. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.